A bull's smiling face appears at the center of a wreath of flowers. A title appears, Ferdinand the Bull. A castle towers in the distance as, on a nearby grassy hillside, young bulls frolic in the sunshine.
Once upon a time, in sunny Spain, there was a little bull, and his name was Ferdinand.
Ferdinand, a little black and white bull calf, smiles.
All the other little bulls he lived with would run and jump and butt their heads together, but not Ferdinand. He had his favorite spot out in the pasture, under a cork tree, and he would sit just quietly in its shade all day and smell the flowers. Sometimes his mother, who was a cow, would worry about him. She was afraid he would be lonesome all by himself.
She looks at her son.
Now, Ferdinand! Why don't you play with all the other little bulls and butt your head?
But Ferdinand would shake his head.
I like it better here, where I can sit just quietly and smell the flowers.
And because she was an understanding mother, even though she was a cow,
she glares.
She let him just sit there and be happy.
Ferdinand watches a butterfly flutter past.
As the years went by, Ferdinand grew and grew and grew until he was very big and very strong. All the other bulls wanted, most of all, to fight at the bullfights in Madrid.
The bulls study a poster.
But not Ferdinand. He still liked to sit just quietly under the cork tree and smell the flowers. One day, five men came in funny hats to pick the biggest, fastest, roughest bull to fight in the bullfight.
The men strut around a stone wall and gaze onto the grassy hillside where all the bulls except Ferdinand are.
All the other bulls ran around leaping and bumping and butting their heads so the men would think they were strong and fierce and pick them.
The men scowl and smirk, one shaking his head and another chewing.
But not Ferdinand. He knew they wouldn't pick him, and he didn't care. So he went out under his favorite cork tree to sit down. But he didn't look where he was sitting, and he sat on a bumblebee.
Ferdinand leaps high into the air and butts wildly, while the bee glowers at him. Ferdinand scrambles along the ground, crashing through a stone wall.
Ferdinand ran around puffing and snorting as if he were crazy.
He knocks into the other bulls like they're bowling pins.
The five men saw him, and they all shouted with joy. Look at him go!
Ferdinand charges toward the men, but they rocket upward, and the bull topples a tree. Then the men pop out of the branches.
Bravo!
Excelente! Magnifico! Splendido! This is the one!
Whoopee!
So they took him away for the bullfight day in a cart.
Riding in a horse-drawn cart, Ferdinand passes a sign reading Madrid.
What a day it was! Flags were flying! Bands were playing!
Crowds of people head toward a bullfighting arena and climb stairs leading up to the seats.
They had a parade into the bull ring.
A double gate leading to the ring swings open.
First came the banderilleros.
The banderilleros march out into view, each one's quirky, exaggerated style of walking unique.
Next came the picadors.
The picadors ride on horses, one stallion so swayed back his belly almost touches the ground.
Then came the matador, the proudest of all.
The grinning matador struts into the ring, blowing a kiss to the crowd. Marching behind the matador, a small man carries a sword on a pillow, wiping his nose as he walks. The matador takes off his hat, salutes the spectators, and bows deeply, his cape falling over his head. A woman in the crowd tosses a bouquet of flowers to him.
He brings the flowers to his nose and inhales deeply. He floats up, toes flapping.
Then came the bull.
Gates open.
And you know who that was, don't you?
Ferdinand peeks out.
Ferdinand. Hooray!
He ducks back in briefly.
They called him Ferdinand the Fierce, and all the banderilleros were afraid of him. And the picadors were afraid of him. And the matador, he was scared stiff.
The matador goes rigid.
When Ferdinand saw the lovely flowers, he ran to the middle of the ring. And everyone shouted, because they thought he was going to fight fiercely.
The matador flees.
When he got to the middle of the ring, he sat down just quietly.
He sniffs the bouquet.
And smells.
Banderilleros were mad. And the picadors were madder. And the matador was the maddest of all. Come on, fight. What's the matter? Be fierce. Come on.
The matador pops his head up.
Boom.
He angrily shreds his red cape.
Bah. The matador, he made very ugly faces.
The matador taunts Ferdinand with silly faces.
But Ferdinand just sat and smelled.
The matador, he was furious.
The matador's face reddens.
He broke his sword in little pieces. He stomped his feet. He pulled his hair.
But still Ferdinand sat just quietly and smelled.
He pleaded with Ferdinand. Please, please, speak me. Do something. Do something. Give it to me.
He rips his shirt open, revealing a tattoo featuring a flower. Ferdinand's eyes widen, and he licks the man's torso and neck. Tears stream from the matador's eyes.
The matador was so mad he cried because he couldn't show off with his cape and sword.
Two mules drag a smiling Ferdinand out of the ring.
So they had to take Ferdinand home.
As he rides home in the cart, Ferdinand's shadow passes over an old poster promoting his own fight.
And for all I know, he is sitting there still under his favorite cork tree, smelling the flowers just quietly. He is very happy.
Ferdinand sits below his tree and gazes off at a golden cloud streaked sky. Words appear, the end. Audio description by Deluxe, with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Jedediah Barton.